Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop, where we preview and recap all the latest in the world of NASCAR. Once again, Front Stretch's Stock Car Scoop, presented by Sousa Media, owned and operated by Kyle Sousa. Sousa Media services over 25 clients in the motorsport world. Whether you need social media, press releases, branding, or more, Sousa Media has your back. Whether you're NASCAR Modified Champion Justin Bonsignor or SRX winner Doug Kobe, Sousa Media can service all of your social media needs. For more information on Sousa Media, head to kylesouza.com. Once again, that is kylesouza.com. Alongside me this evening is, like always, Mr. Adam Cheek, but we got a third guy in for a little roundtable discussion on a great battle. He's a content director at Front Stretch, one of my best friends, our best friend, I should say. Michael Massey joined the program. Adam, I'll get to you in a little bit. I'll reintroduce Michael first. Massey, what's going on, bro? How you doing, buddy?
Nothing much. Just got done watching some awesome NASCAR on this Sunday evening, and just excited to be here with you guys.
I love it. Adam, like myself and Mr. Massey, I'm pretty sure you just did the same thing, and we just watched a great race from Las Vegas, my friend.
Yeah, that was a really entertaining ending. I had a great time watching the whole race in general. It was fun to see the comers and goers. But at the end, you have Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr. engaging in a really, really entertaining battle. And then an overtime restart that shook everything up, and it was a really entertaining end of the race.
Well, let's just talk about this race, because Alex Bowman basically essentially steals a win over Kyle Busch. Eric Jones blows a right front tire, explodes into the wall, collects a Bubba Wallace as well, sets up a NASCAR overtime green-white checkered, which sets up pit stops. So, Michael, overall, looking at the overall assessment of this race, we saw two tires not work the entire race, yet it worked with the final restart. Why?
Yeah, I still don't understand how that move worked out for Hendrick Motorsports. The one thing they did better was they did it as a team. You know, three cars came down, so it gave like a little bit of a cushion so Kyle Busch couldn't really get to them. Plus, Alex Bowman and Kyle Larson racing side by side those final two laps, there was really nowhere for Kyle Busch to go. And Truex, Martin Truex Jr. was probably the best car at the end. And I think he got pinned in and he ended up finishing eighth. He should have been second. So yeah, somehow that strategy worked out. I did not think it was going to work, but it did.
Adam, was it more of just there was too many people taking two tires for that to actually work? Or was it just maybe the Toyotas just didn't have a long run car, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., and they couldn't get to the front and contend for the win in the final laps?
Well, it seemed to me more that it was just that cushion that Massey was talking about. It was you had Byron, you had Larson, you had Bowman. And when, especially with two laps to go at Vegas, and that front row is in front of the guys who were leading, that's going to not be easy to pass in the span of two laps, especially honestly with the way that we've seen these cars handle over these first few races. It seems to take a little longer for these cars to, I mean, they're still adjusting to the cars, obviously. And I just think it was the fact that Larson and Bowman were equally good and side by side that entire time. And Kyle and Truex just, they had nothing. Two laps isn't exactly the easiest window for four tires to compete with two tires, depending on the race. So I think it was just, they just kind of ran into a wall of Hendrick, and Bowman and Larson end up having their own little battle.
Adam, we saw in the graphic FS1 gave us before the race that Hendrick has a top dog, and that's not Chase Elliott. That's Kyle Larson. Compared to when Larson came into HMS, it's been 11-2 in which Larson is out one, so to speak, Chase Elliott. And well, not only is Chase Elliott not even second, I would say that he's third, because with Alex Bowman, Bowman won four races last year, Chase won second. So how is it that Chase is not the top dog at HMS anymore?
Well, that's also a thought that hit me after the race. It's just, I mean, like, Larson's Larson. He can adapt to anything. He can drive anything. And he, of course, had this championship year. Chase just had an off year last year, and he kind of seems to have rolled that into 2022. And, you know, Alex Bowman, I think, he's on the talent level of everyone at Hendrick. He's just been in the right place at the right time for a couple of these wins. And that just shows race-long I don't want to say planning, because some of them are just out of circumstance, but it's like today, they made a great call. They were in the right position to win. And it's Chase just, I don't know what it is. Chase is just off these last 2 years, or this last year and then into this season. And Bowen's been there at the right time, and Larson's his dominant self that he was last year.
Michael, this kind of reminds me of when Jimmy Johnson entered HMS and Jeff Gordon was already there. Chase kind of feels like Jeff Gordon and Larson kind of reminds me of Jimmy Johnson. Is that a safe comparison?
It kind of is. The difference, though, is Kyle Larson already had experience. Everybody okay. already thought Kyle Larson was a great driver, just not in a car like HMS equipment. Whereas Jimmy Johnson was kind of an unknown. You know, he didn't really do a whole lot in his Xfinity career. And Jeff Gordon was kind of a guy that vouched for him and was somewhat of his car owner there during that run. So it's a little different, but it is kind of the deal where Chase was the top dog and Larson comes in and overtakes him. The same way with Jeff Gordon was the man in NASCAR. And then Jimmy Johnson came in and just took over. I will disagree. I don't think second place has been taken over yet, though, because Alex Bowman finished 14th in points last year. He's won the races, but he's inconsistent. So get to the championship four, then I'll put Bowman ahead of Elliott.
Okay, fair. If you're just joining us, Front Stretch is Stock Car Scoop. Michael Massey joins the program here. As always, Adam Cheek and I recap and preview the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. Michael, I'll stay with you here. Toyota's been downright terrible the first two races, but they got it, their mojo going this week in Vegas. Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr. 1-2 respectively until the last caution. Denny Hamlin obviously struggles. Christopher Bell led from the pole, led a few laps as well. So are we going to see more of this week in the future, or are their struggles going to continue?
Yeah, there's just too much money involved, too many talented people over at TRD for Toyota to stay down for long. You know that Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Denny Hamlin are going to win races, and lots of them. Really, it should have been Kyle Busch, Truex 1-2 in whichever order you like. Those two were having a great battle for the lead. And before that last caution, and Denny was up there leading laps as well. As you mentioned, Bell won the pole. So a lot of speed out of Toyota. Even Bubba Wallace was running top 15 before that unfortunate wreck with Eric Jones. Toyota's back. The one that kind of needs to look out now is Ford, I would say. They were kind of weren't really in the picture today.
Adam, do you agree with Massey's take that their wins are coming? It's just going to take time, or are we going to see a little bit of a struggle this year?
No, I think their wins are coming. It's Toyota. You know they're going to do well. Kyle Busch can adapt, and we saw that today. He and Truex, in terms of how it was looking with five laps to go, they were going to finish 1-2. Christopher Bell rebounded from being on the pole and then spinning to a top 10. Bubba Wallace was on pace for a good run. Kurt Busch is going to get – Bubba and Kurt are going to get wins for 23-11 as well, but – Gibbs, I think all of them are going to win this year. And Hamlin was running really well until he had his issues. So this was overall a really solid day for Toyota. Just had some issues late and didn't get the finishes that they might have gotten had a caution not come.
Adam, last but not least, overall assessments of this weekend. We saw a lot of different parity as we've had this entire weekend. And it was just fun to watch actual good racing. NASCAR, 4-for-4 on the season. It's been fun.
Yeah, it's been really entertaining few weeks to start off the year. And this was our first, I'm still calling it our first normal race, because we had our wild card at the first time we visited the Coliseum. Daytona's a wild card. Fontana we hadn't been to in 2 years. And for the first normal race, this was wildly entertaining. You saw some guys having really good runs. Ross Chastain was up there for a while. And I feel pretty confident he and Suarez will both get wins for Trackhouse. And I think I talked about this last week. I think we're really going to see the regular teams return to the front of the field. And I think we did with Hendrick and Gibbs, but you still see that parity kind of peppering the top 10, top 15. And I'm excited to see where that goes.
Any final thoughts, Mr. Massey, before we wrap up Las Vegas and get ready for Phoenix?
Yeah, I'd give a shout out to Eric Almirola. Despite all the parity, there's no parity when it comes to him. He's the lone guy who has finished in the top 10. All three races, that retirement tour is off to a heck of a start.
25 drivers have gotten at least one top 10 this season, first time since 1973 through the first three races. Eric Almirola, I think it was like sixth, a fifth, and a sixth through three races. Very, very fast start for the Tampa native there. So good stuff from Mr. Almirola himself. Also, good stuff is where you can find the thoughts and analysis from these two guys on their Twitter, at @M_Massey22, at Adam in Cheek. And for all the latest on Las Vegas, check out our race coverage on fronttrench.com. For Michael Massey, for Adam Cheek, I am Brian Owen. Have a great, safe, and healthy week. And me and Adam will talk with you guys Thursday night to preview Phoenix.